USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With over 1,600 airline flights canceled on Monday because of winter storms, at least 500 flights will be canceled Tuesday. The storm that's been pelting the Northeast will continue to cause problems this week. The densely populated Interstate 95 corridor will see snow problems. Cities like Philadelphia, New York City, Boston, all dealing with power outages and shut down vaccination sites throughout the region. Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous groundhog, will be coaxed from his burrow in western Pennsylvania early Tuesday. The forecast for Tuesday morning while Phil is making his prediction calls for snow showers and temperatures in the mid-20s. Phil has only been correct about 40% of the time since 1887. 44-year-old Dustin Diamond, who played the role of Screech on the popular 1990s comedy Saved by the Bell, died Monday after a recent cancer diagnosis. His manager said he was diagnosed with this brutal, relentless form of malignant cancer only 3 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If Valentine's Day is bringing you down because of money worries, you're not alone. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Can you wish happy Valentine's Day to a friend? Absolutely. Valentine's Day is not all about romance. It's a day to celebrate love, and friendship is a very special kind of love. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Major League Baseball executives want a shorter and postponed baseball season due to the pandemic. The Players Union rejects the idea. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected a proposal from the league that would have pushed back opening day, shortened the regular season, and expanded the playoffs. In a statement, the union said its members rejected the offer because it did not guarantee further protections in the event of delays, interruptions, or the cancellation of the season. The union says its players will continue to prepare for spring training to begin on February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The baseball season normally runs for 26 and a half weeks. A new year means tax season for most Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains if you're confused about taxes this year, you're not alone.
It's already shaping up to be a confusing tax season as millions of Americans are still waiting on their first and second stimulus checks from 2020, and the Senate pushes back on Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan, calling for a third check. Tax filings also beginning a little bit later this year. The IRS announcing it will begin accepting and processing 2020 tax year returns on February 12th, as opposed to late January, as it does most years. The deadline to file still remains April 15th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for being with us this morning. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.